potatoes would come shipped in.
What, toe sacking?
Oh, toe sacking, yeah.
Well, we never did use for them for anything, but one time my mother sewed them together, and we drew squares, and we'd leave one red and paint the other green, kind of like a checkerboard.
I see.
And then we'd put padding under that. I remember us fixing a carpet on one of her rooms way back yonder, and it was real pretty, too.
Huh.
Sometimes we'd fringe them. I made one time a fringe rug. You know, you'd have to cut them about that wide and fringe them off, leave enough to sew around. Just keep on until you'd get it.
Well, if you're digging potatoes, you put potatoes in them. And
oh, yeah, you can use
them
for a lot of
things that way.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, if you were going out in the backyard to get some wood to carry in, you'd say you're going to go out and pick up one arm.
I'd get a load of stove wood.
Would you say you're picking up an arm load or arm full?
Well, I'd just say an arm full.
Mm-hmm. Now you were telling me they would have those coal oil lamps and everything. Now,
yeah, I've still got mine.
You
keep
still
all of them. Sometimes the electricity goes off.
Mm-hmm.
I'll put some back in yonder.
When they first began to have electricity, did they have?
Just plain, just like this here, when they'd put up. They didn't have, well, I guess you could, but then we were so proud just to get them like that up there, you know, just
that,
plain.
Did they call those
lampshades?
No, just like one of those. They
call
it a
bulb.
Bulb, I just call that just a light bulb.
Yeah, they've always called that the same.
A light bulb.
When people would carry their washing to the line, what would they carry it in?
A basket or just a basket. Sometimes it'd be, didn't you? I never did use a box. Seemed like I used, and then you can have what they call those foot tubs, you know.
Uh-huh.
They're kind of, you could use that to carry clothes in. And some of them had those kind of straw baskets. They'd call them clothes baskets.
Mm-hmm.
They would.
Well, what would nails come in?
A paper sack.
If you bought a lot, they'd come in nail cage.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They call those
nail cage.
Yeah, nail cage. So I've got one covered over in the hall with the rough
room.
Yeah, with a cushion on it.
I have one.
Uh-huh. And
that'd
be what?
When you're covering, they make a mighty nice stool to sit down on.
Oh, they're that size then. They're the size of a stool.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Like on a barrel, what would you call those metal things that would run around?
Hoops.
Put in the top of a bottle to stop it up?
Cork.
And a little musical instrument that people would play. The
French harp. French harp.
Yeah, or juice harp, we call them. I can play one of those.
Oh, you can?
French harp either, yeah.
Oh, you
can?
It's a juice harp that you do this way.
Oh, yeah, that's the one that you do.
That's a juice harp.
And a French harp, you know, they're just about that long, just about like that.
Yeah,
they
blow them, you see.
My husband, he could play a French harp good.
Oh, he could?
Yeah.
What would you use to pound nails with?
Hammer.
Now, on a wagon, the part that would go up between the two horses would be
the tongue, wagon tongue. And like that one horse wagon, that's what they call shaves.
That's what you call that.
Shaves.
Like there, what we were looking
at. Yeah, I was looking at.
That's
see, that's like that.
A
buggy has shaves.
Buggy
you see where you work one horse.
Mm-hmm. Well, now on the wagon wheel. Now in the middle, there'd be the hub of the wagon wheel would go in the middle. Now, coming out from the hub, then there'd be the spokes. Is that right?
Yeah, coming out from the wheel would be the spokes in
the
wagon.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, what would those spokes fit up into?
To the rim
that goes on the wagon, and it has a kind of a silver, you know, kind of a metal that goes on the wheel.
Oh, I see.
You see.
Now, which would be called the rim? The